So we asked the question at the beginning of the service, do you think God is interested in our lives? And many of the answers from the children said, yes, he is, because he's given us this, or he's done that, or he created us, and therefore he must be interested in us. A God who creates must be interested in his creation, because, as we've sung, God is faithful. Faithful to that which he has made. But despite this, despite the knowledge that God is a creator and he's faithful, I guess the question still remains, but is God interested in me? It's all very well saying God's interested in human beings, but is God interested in me? Is he interested in my life? Is he interested in my well-being? Is he interested in the things that affect me personally? And the people near me. He may well be interested in the world, but is he interested in me? What happens to one individual person? And you know, it's a fair question. It's a fair question because, bearing in mind, life doesn't always run smoothly. People like me stand here and go, oh, God cares for everyone and loves everyone, but then life can change in the blink of an eye and things can go wrong. Something happens and life is different. And we're left asking the question, but does God care about me? Why did he let that happen if he cares about me? And you know, various people have asked this question throughout history, throughout time, and there have been various answers. And the Bible asks this question as well. It's not just a book that says all positive things. There are many sections of the Bible which ask questions about God. Does he exist? Is he real? Does he care about me? And specifically in a book called the Book of Psalms, which in effect is a collection of songs. We don't sing them today because we don't know the tunes they were sung to. Some people sing them. But it's a collection of songs, a bit like the songs we have around us. In our world today, they talk about feelings and about thoughts and about honest pleas about people's lives. And in the Psalms, the question is asked, does God care about me? And the answer is given. And I want to read one psalm to you which answers this question. And it says this: God, investigate my life, get all the facts firsthand. I'm an open book to you. Even from a distance, you know what I'm thinking. You know when I leave and when I get back. I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me and you're there. Then up ahead and you're there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going. This is too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in. Is there any place I can go to avoid your spirit, to be out of your sight? If I climb to the sky, you're there. If I go underground, you're there. If I flew on morning wings to the farthest western horizon, you'd find me in a minute. You're already there waiting. Then I said to myself, oh, he even sees me in the dark. At night, I'm immersed in the light of God. It's a fact. Darkness isn't dark to you. Night and day, darkness and light, they're all the same to you. Oh, yes, you shape me first inside, then out. You form me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God. You're breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watch me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you, the days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one day. The question is, does God really care about me? The answer in that psalm is yes, a resounding yes, because he made you and he knows you
He's known you before you were born,
and he knows all the days spread out for you. Even in the darkness, he can see you.
Even in the farthest corners, he is there. Even before you've gone somewhere, God is in front of you, he's behind you, he's around you. Does God care about me?
Now, I'm aware for some people that this is a totally unwelcome thought. God is everywhere. I can't get away. I remember when I was younger, my nan used to say this line. She would say, "Remember, even if I can't see you, God can." Now, that was not very reassuring. It was a bit frightening. Like God was there, staring at me, waiting for me to mess up or do something, and then he'd tell my nan, and then she'd tell me off. The image of God as big brother, always there, always known, just waiting for a mistake. And we all know from watching Big Brother that things rarely turn out to be good in the end if we have a God like that. For some, it's an unwelcome thought because we imagine God like that. And for some, this psalm is also a little unnerving, because if God cares for us that much, that he created us, moulded us, is before us, behind us, if he loves us that much, why doesn't he protect us then? Why do things go wrong? Why do we get hurt? But you know, the thing I love about this psalm, the thing that makes me come back and read it again and again, the thing that makes me think that God actually does really care, is that it shows a God who not only knows us completely, but also cares about us enough to give us the freedom to live as we want. Yes, God knows what we're thinking. He knows what we're going to say before we've said it. He knows us inside out. He knows every bone in our body, even the ones that we can't pronounce because we don't even know they're there. He knows exactly how we were made, but he doesn't see this as a right, even though he's God, to control our lives. He still gives us the freedom to live as we want, as we wish. And yes, if we try to run from him, he knows where we will be. He can see through the darkness. He can be at the farthest corners of the earth. He can meet us in the most unusual places. But that doesn't mean he wants to jump out and catch us in the act of doing something wrong. It doesn't mean he's waiting to spoil our fun. Rather, it means that God is here. God is here in our life, here in the deepest hurt, in the darkest pain, in the farthest misery, here to the ends of the earth. He may give us the freedom to experience things we don't want to experience, but he's always there to help us through them when we find they're too much. This God loves and cares for us so much that he's willing to walk the path of pain with us, or the path of joy. He's willing to be in our lives. So does God care? He might care for the world. He might care for a group of people. But does he care for me? I believe so. Probably more than we can ever imagine. We're going to sing a couple of songs together now, which first one talks about God's great creation and his care for the world and ultimately his care for us. And the second one talks about how if we wait on him and trust in him, he will give us the strength to live. So let's stand together and sing these two songs. The words will appear on the screens behind. Please be seated. A few of us did some solos there. Thought it sounded lovely. Was nearly there myself. Sometimes it's hard when we read psalms to fully understand what they're saying, when we read the songs in the Bible, because it's people's personal feelings. But there's a story in the Bible which explains this psalm or makes it more understandable. It's the story of a father who had two sons. They lived in a house together. There was quite a lot of money. They were well off. They enjoyed life.
But one day one of the sons decided he wanted to do his own thing. He didn't want to be under his father's household, under his father's rules. In fact, he didn't want to have a father. So he went to his father and he said, I want to take my money now that I will have when you die. In effect, saying to his father, you're dead to me. I want to live my own life. And his father was extremely sad about this. But being a father, he gave his son the money and he bid farewell to his son. His son turned his back on his father, planning never to return, and went off to live his own life. And he enjoyed his life. He did exactly what he wanted. Lived by the rules he wanted to live by, talked to the people he wanted to talk to, and lived the life that he enjoyed, which was fine. Until times changed and things became tough and the son ran out of money and ended up getting any job he could to survive, working with pigs, which, as he was a Jewish boy, was to be the worst thing in the world. He ended up having so little money that he couldn't afford food and ended up eating the pig's food. At which point he thought to himself, why am I doing this? Even though I said to my father, I wish you were dead, he's still there. My other brother enjoys food and lives in a house. Maybe I should go back. And so he set off back to his father, all the time thinking, he'll never take me back. I've done the worst thing to him I could possibly do. But as he approached his father's house, thinking of his speech that he would say, before he'd even rounded the corner, he saw a figure running towards him. Very undignified for a man of his father's stature, but his father ran towards his son. He'd seen him from a distance, and he'd seen him because every single day since his son had left home, he'd been standing, waiting, and hoping, and wishing his son would come back. And when he saw him, he ran to him, and he threw his arms around him, and he said, my son was dead, but look, he is alive. And he welcomed him in, and he put on the best feast he could for the boy that had once said to him, you're dead to me. I don't want to know you, but I come running back. The psalm we read talks about a God who is always there. Even if we turn our back on him, even if we're in the darkest place. And Jesus said, after telling the story of the two sons and the father, that God is like the father. That whatever we do, even if we say to him, you're dead to me, I don't believe in you. But if we turn and come back, he runs to us. And he draws us in to himself. Does God care about me? Is he interested in my life? I hope some of the things that have been said today might go part way to answering that.